Which word in the English language has the most uses? There's a new winner, and we'll run it by you in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program, and it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. Rosetta Stone is the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. And to prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-339-1195.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 19th, the 354th day of the year. It's a red-letter day in almanac history. Benjamin Franklin first published Poor Richard's Almanac on this day in 1732. Those who publish dictionaries have recently announced a new winner for the richest word in the English language. That is, the word with the most different meanings. The Oxford English Dictionary says it's the word run. If you think it's just a word for moving swiftly on your feet, think again. You can get a run in your stocking, hit a home run a fever, or get the runaround. We run a bath, run aground, run things up the flagpole, or go for a fun run. That's just for starters. There are over 600 more distinct meanings, and we've run out of time. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.